Lippity Borg, traditional building. This name refers to a group of houses separated from the historic centre of Bazouges-sur-Aide. Originally, two farms and outbuildings, separate from the church and shops, formed a distinct architectural entity. A community of buildings and life around two farms. At number 15, the oldest, most imposing, probably dates back to the 17th century. It is recognisable by its steeply sloping roof at around 55 degrees, 80 centimetre thick walls, uncut stone openings, chimney with its mantle of bricks and tiles, and double step corbels or brackets. In the 19th and 20th century, outbuildings and residential houses gradually joined together to form a longère, or longhouse, quite typical of Brittany and Normandy. At number 20, a large rammed earth barn completes the set. Its stone cellar was used for the production and storage of cider and other foodstuffs. The rammed earth lean-to retains its two low pigsty doors. At number 22, a second farm shared space in the hamlet. It had a beautiful fireplace with various niches, a salt cellar and an ashtray to keep the embers for the night. A bakehouse is also attached and essential for baking bread. It was then transformed into a barn, now recently restored as a dwelling. At number 24, the earthen barn, also dating from the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century, could be attached to it. Men and animals probably lived together in these mixed houses, which were also used to store grain and hay. The entirety was organised around a courtyard, which also served as a threshing area. Earthen constructions, the cob technique. Owing to the lack of good building stone, the Rhône Basin is rich in earthen constructions. To insulate it from the groundwater and therefore limiting capillary action, in the Aide area, the earth is built above a base, called a stem wall, made up of a weathered granite rubble measuring between 40 and 80 centimetres in height. The cob walls are then raised in successive layers of 50 to 80 centimetres, called levées, without formwork. The sides are trimmed with an adze and cudgelled with a large stick after a few days of drying. Generally built since the 16th century and until 1950, these constructions have serious advantages. 4 to 10 times more insulating than stone constructions, with a pleasant feel due to good humidity regulation and very durable. The oldest such building in Ille-et-Vilaine dates back to 1608. They retain all their qualities as long as they have, quote, good boots and a good hat. That is to say, a stone base and facades allowing the walls to breathe, and a roof in good condition with a good overhang. Currently, associations and companies have taken up this local technique and are highlighting the interesting bioclimatic and environmental properties of this material.